I'm very fond of tacos. I used to make them, but I haven't made tacos in a long time. I love chili rellenos, and they're, of course, delicious when they're homemade, but I haven't had the green chili to make those in a long time. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. people do.
Mm-hmm.
Chili rellenos and tacos. And I make Spanish rice quite often.
Hmm.
And but
how do,
not
you, how do you make that? Do you just have to put spice in it? Or
yeah, well, I put a little Crisco in the my iron skillet and put the rice in there and just brown it a little, and cut up green pepper and onion,
mm-hmm.
and then canned tomato sauce,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
cook it.
Do you have a vegetable garden up?
No, I don't. No,
did
I
you
don't.
Ever used to
oh,
do
Oh, yes. When I first married and we lived up in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
we had a wonderful garden. Cherry tomatoes and little green peppers one time we planted cucumbers. We had some cucumbers. That's been a long time ago, but the little cherry tomatoes is
uh-huh.
what we did a lot of. And as I say, I think that was it. We had tomatoes, we had some radishes, and some green peppers, I believe, if I remember. It's been so long now, I've forgotten. But we did have, but I've never had a garden. My grandmother, who lived on Montana Street, had a beautiful flower garden.
Mm-hmm.
Her flowers were just out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
She had her own little greenhouse,
mm-hmm.
and people would stop and ask her if they could buy them, and she'd say, "Indeed not. I'd give my flowers away. I never would sell them." And I'm not much of a gardener. My mother was more of a gardener. We always had a lot of roses and zinnias and
mm-hmm.
queen's wreath and that kind of thing. I have whatever I have. But I was thinking not long ago, it's very interesting, this vine that's on my front dining room window. In the winter, it's just barren. There's nothing. And my mother, years and years ago, brought this vine, which I have never been able to know what it, from one of her aunt's houses. And we planted it, and it just covers my window. And I was thinking a while ago how unbelievable that is, how it looks as tall, and it comes up, and the man that does my yard
mm-hmm.
watches it and cuts it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Do you know some kinds of crops that are grown in El Paso?
Well, of course, we know cotton and alfalfa and
mm-hmm.
Onions. I think there's some onions they grow, and green peppers, and of course, as we know, alfalfa, all kinds up the valley is more, and down the valley, cotton, of course, our cotton grows, as we know, and cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah. And the fruit trees that we have in El
Paso? Oh, yes. Now, when my mother and father were living and the children, we had apricot trees down
mm-hmm.
on the, oh, they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It was when the old Valley Road was there. Of course, now the North Loop and other roads have come in. But we had, apricot, and we had grapevines, and apricot trees, and,
And you don't have any fruit trees now?
No, I don't have any at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't. I did growing up. I mean, I didn't grow up, but after my children were growing up, they did, because we lived down on the little highway and had a big orchard by the side, but they were apricot trees mainly. We had fig trees.
Oh, uh-huh.
And,
I had some frozen figs. I had some frozen figs last year. I never had that. Oh, they're so good.
Yes. Oh, I know they must have. I haven't had them, but I have had them, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, the corn that you pick up and eat is called?
Corn cob.
Mm-hmm.
Or ears of corn.
Uh-huh.
Ears of corn.
And what do you have to take off the corn?
The shucks.
Mm-hmm.
You take the shucks off the corn.
And the white strings are called?
Silk, I
mm-hmm.
guess.
Mm-hmm.
Corn silk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the pinto is a type of
beans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, the pinto beans, frijoles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if somebody said to you that they were having beans, you would expect that they had frijoles?
That's what I would expect, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot of people like to fix the lima or butter beans. We call
uh-huh.
them butter beans, they're lima beans, and green beans.